In Miami today, an aide to former President Trump, Walt Nada, pleaded not guilty to federal charges. He's accused of conspiring with Trump to withhold classified documents and obstruct a federal investigation. Trump was arraigned last month on those charges and more than 30 others. Nada's arraignment was delayed while he hired a Florida attorney. NPR's Greg Allen was in court today and joins us now from Miami. Hey, Greg.
Hi, Scott.
First of all, remind us who this is and what his alleged role is in the case.
Right. Well, Walt Nada was with the Navy, and he began working at the White House in the mess, presumably preparing and serving food. He apparently hit it off with former President Trump and began working as the then president's personal aide, sort of a valet who was always nearby to bring him Diet Cokes, among other things. And when Trump left office, Nada went with him to Mar-a-Lago. He retired from the Navy and began working for him on a personal basis as his right-hand man. According to the federal indictment, Nada helped Trump move dozens of boxes to Mar-a-Lago from the White House. And then at Mar-a-Lago, the indictment says he moved boxes at Trump's direction as part of an effort to conceal and withhold classified documents that they contained. Afterwards, prosecutors say he lied to them. He lied to federal investigators about his actions.
There's been such a focus on the charges that Trump is facing. What charges is Nada facing?
Well, Nada faces, along with Trump, five counts of concealing or withholding documents, classified documents, and taking part in a conspiracy to obstruct justice. In court today in Miami, Nada's Washington, D.C.-based attorney, Stanley Woodward, said his client was pleading not guilty to all five charges. A magistrate judge, Edwin Torres, asked Nada if he'd read the indictment, and he said, yes, Your Honor. That's the only things he said in court today. Along with Nada was his new Florida-based lawyer, Sasha Dadan. She was recently hired to represent him. She's a former public defender with relatively little experience in the federal judicial system, but she's based in Fort Pierce, where Nada and Trump's trial are scheduled to be held later this year.
Okay, so it sounds like Nada's charges are not as serious, as sweeping as Trump's, so not quite. How much time would he face if he's found guilty down the line?
Well, a guilty verdict on all five counts would carry a significant sentence. The conspiracy to obstruct justice charge alone can carry a maximum penalty of 20 years in prison, although a former prosecutor I spoke with said a sentence of 3 to 4 years is more likely. Unlike former President Trump, though, Nada doesn't have a lot of money. Prosecutors reportedly have tried to pressure him to cooperate with investigators, but for now he appears to be standing by Trump, for whom he's still working. A federal magistrate, though, has ordered the two men not to discuss the case with each other.
What happens next?
Well, a hearing is set for next week before U.S. District Judge Eileen Cannon in Fort Pierce. The judge says she wants to begin the trial next month in August, but prosecutors have asked for it to be delayed until December to give them time to get ready. Trump's lawyers haven't responded yet, but they're expected to ask for a further delay. They're just thinking that they might ask for it to be pushed to next fall, right in the heart, or maybe even after the election.
That's NPR's Greg Allen in Miami. Thanks, Greg.
You're welcome.